In my daily devotionals at this season of the year, the Old Testament reading the last few weeks has been from the book of Jeremiah. The book of Jeremiah is pretty much a bad news, good news thing. The bad news is that for centuries, God's people had really not gotten the point. God had offered them the old covenant that is contained in the Old Testament. God had written His law down on a book of stones, and ordinances of the law were written down on scrolls. And year after year, decade after decade, century after century, the people did not come closer to God. Now, there were some good times. There were some times when the people were close to God, but most of the time, they just didn't get the message. And Jeremiah had the unfortunate task of telling them that God was going to destroy them. That God was going to destroy Judah and Israel. God was going to level Jerusalem, destroy the temple, and God's chosen people were going to be carried off into captivity into Babylon with the Assyrians into what we know as modern day Iraq. That's the bad news. And it happened. In 587 BC, the people of Israel were utterly destroyed and carried off into captivity. But Jeremiah also had some good news, and we heard some of that good news this morning as Linwood read the scripture. God said, I'm going to give you a new covenant. You're going to have a chance to start again. You're going to have a chance for renewal. And this time, the covenant, the agreement that I have with you, will not be written on stone tablets. It will not be written out on scrolls that can be carried around and memorized and taught. This will be a covenant that is written on your heart. With this new covenant, you're going to know me in a more intimate way. And perhaps the Lenten season is the time of year before we celebrate Easter to examine our lives closely enough to ask whether the Word of God is something out here. Is it something that is just contained between the covers of a book? Or is the Word of God something that is a part of our lives, something upon our hearts? And certainly this day when we come to celebrate the Lord's Supper, that's an appropriate question to be asked. What is written in your heart? See, a lot of religions are written down on books. A lot of people become quite expert at knowing what is in that book. There are people who can recite it chapter and verse. I used to be amazed at Bishop Cannon. He carried around a little testament with him. And whenever he preached anywhere, he'd reach in his pocket and pull out that little testament. Well, I knew Bishop Cannon. I knew his eyes weren't any better than mine. And he probably couldn't read those little words. But you see, he didn't have to. He'd pull that little testament out and hold it there. But he had the scripture in his mind. He had every bit of it right up here. That was just to let you know it came from the Bible. He just held that, but he never looked at it. Because, you know, I got me one about that time, and I said, well, you know, that's a good thing. But, you know, I didn't have it all memorized, and I couldn't read those little tiny words in that little tiny book. So I had to go back to a big, large print version. But the real question is not even whether we can memorize the Word of God. It's whether it becomes a part of who we are. To have the Word written on our hearts is to have the assurance that the covenant between God and me is alive inside me. You see, a lot of religion is outside-in sort of stuff. And it remains just religious practice as long as we take the outside thing, even from the Bible, even from holy writing, and try to bring it inside, figure it out, and then live it. What God wanted to do for us in Christ Jesus is make that a living Word, because Jesus was the Word become flesh. He wanted it to be a covenant written on our hearts. He wanted it to be an assurance that He's in here. That real spiritual life comes forth from within. It's the Word that's already in us that is drawn out every time we pick up and read the Word of God. It's not coming from here and being placed inside. It's already here. And this just calls it forth for us to celebrate and enjoy and remember that we have a God who is so intimately related with us that He has written His covenant on our hearts. That's why Jesus was willing to die. To prove to us that we're so precious to our God, that He writes it upon our hearts. The Pharisees didn't understand that. It was written upon their mind. They memorized it. They turned religion into something that was outside and tried to bring it in and practice it, and it became a burden. Paul cried out that I am dead because of the law, because it was an outside-in sort of thing. And it became heavy. It became oppressive. Even the Word of God. Some of you are old enough to remember the Chinese regime under Mao Zedong and talking about the little red book that everybody in China carried around. Boy, that was the rules to live by. But finally, even they rebelled, because that little red book got heavier and heavier and heavier. The old covenant got so heavy that the Pharisees could not see God when He was in their presence. The old covenant became so heavy that they wanted to kill God because it was too much of a threat to their religious life. You know, I like to go to movies, and there's a new science fiction movie on. Didn't get a very good rating in the little Saturday thing or the Friday thing. I think it's Friday that comes out. And it's called The Core. And it's a good science fiction movie. It's kind of interesting. It's about a theme that concerns me in real life, about how scientists get to thinking they're so smart they can tamper with God's creation and they could mess things up. And I think science has a tendency to move in that direction. So it's based on a good theme. It's about the idea that the earth is an outer crust, and it's made of soil, and then under that rock. And then there's an inner core. There's a solid center core. And around that center core is the outer core, which is magma. We know that most as lava fault from volcanoes. It comes from deep within the earth when a volcano erupts. And the scientific idea around that is that inner core of hot liquid magma is rotating, and that sets up the magnetic field of the earth and keeps us all in place, and that magnetic field helps hold in the ozone layer that keeps the sun from burning us to a crisp. We'd be a desert like other planets if it were not for that core and the magnetic field and the ozone layer. And so some brilliant scientists got together and decided that they could control the core and cause what appeared to be natural earthquakes and use it as a weapon against our enemies. And they messed up. You know, we've seen the theme in dozens of movies. And so the heroes come to the rescue, and they have some amazing equipment that's able to go through the ocean and cut into the earth's crust and travel through the stone and arrive at the core. And the idea is to set off these atomic bombs and restart the core because it had stopped. And when that core stops, the magnetic field gets messed up and the whole planet's in danger. And of course they did it. Go see the movie and get the details. But it dawned on me last night that our God had written His first covenant, the old covenant, on tablets of stone. It was written down in scrolls, holy scrolls that were shared, and we just didn't get the message. So God sent His Son to cut through all of that and go to the very core of our being and prove His great love for us. To kickstart our spirits so life became joyful and a celebration. That's what our Lord wants to do for you and me. And in this Sunday, what we need to do for ourselves is ask, what is written in my heart? Is this thing I call faith something from the outside that I'm trying to take inside and I think will change my life? Or is it something that a loving God has placed within me, and that when I come to church and when I read the scriptures and when I look to God, something flows from within me and connects with something wonderful that makes life really meaningful? You see, I'm afraid there are a lot of people in a lot of churches that are still doing the outside-in thing and wondering why church isn't better. Well, I got news for you. It's never going to be that good if that's how you're coming to God. If you're trying to take the outside stuff and bring it inside and think that's going to make a tremendous difference, then I think you're going to be gravely disappointed. I discovered that's what psychology and psychiatry does. 95-98% of counseling is, I got something outside here, and if I can get you to put it inside, you're going to be better. It's going to fix your marriage. It's going to fix your relationships. It's going to make your life better. But you know, all of the studies show that counseling is only 50% successful. You know what your chances are if you don't go to counseling? About 50%. So for all of our knowledge, for all the books that are written, for all of the millions of dollars that are spent on counseling and psychiatry, you got about as good a chance statistically of not going getting better as you do going and getting better. And that made me think as a counselor. So you see, my job when I counsel people is not to give them something from the outside to put it in. It's to spark something inside so they connect with the God that created them, so the resources that are in them and in that God changes and transforms their lives. Because the real answer is written on your heart. Real happiness is already within you. You just have to let the love of God call it forth so it blossoms like this beautiful tree in front of our church. Today, what is written on your heart. If you want it to be the love of God, celebrate this Holy Communion that we'll share together. That act may call forth something wonderful in you, that you may be in touch with the God who gives us true life.